Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And the people, when they knew it, they followed him. And he received them and spoke to them of what? Of the kingdom of God. And what else happened? And he healed them that had need of healing. Sick people are to get interested in the kingdom. Shouldn't they? They think they need healing, but they ought to get interested in the kingdom because that's where the healing is at. And so back up to verse 6, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. So after he empowered them and authorized them, verse 6, what did they do? They departed and they went through the towns preaching what? But now we know what gospel it was, right? He already said in verse 2 and he said again in verse 11, it's the gospel of the kingdom. And what else was happening? And healing everywhere. You ought to say that out loud. Healing everywhere. Say it again. Healing everywhere. Healing everywhere. Healing everywhere. Now the Lord ministered to us about this not many weeks ago. About you laying hands on people. Not being bashful. Not being timid. Do you remember that? Were you here? Now you don't want to be pushy. You don't want to be ugly and rude. No, no, no. God's not pushing anything off on anybody. If somebody said, no, don't talk to me about that. Leave me alone. Then what do you do? You leave them alone. You pray for them. They can't get away from your love and your prayer, but quit trying to push it off on them. But you're always ready. Not pushy, but you're always ready. You say, would you like me to pray for you? They go, no. You go, okay. But that don't stop you from a week from now necessarily. If you can tell if it's not bugging them, something else comes up and they go, man, you know, boy, my stomach is killing me today. And you say, I'd be glad to pray for that. Nice. Unashamed. Ready. This is what kingdom people do. I'm telling you, you never had so much fun. Unbelievers and people who don't know much about God, God requires very little of them. If they just open the door just a little bit, he'll do a miracle. He will. And all you got to do is just lay your hand and say, be healed in Jesus' name. And expect it to happen. And remember what we do? What do you do next? Back up and you go. There you go, Lord. That's what they were doing. Preaching and healing. Preaching and healing. Preaching and healing. Now skip down to verse 59 in this same chapter. Luke 9, 59. Well, 57. It came to pass as they went that a certain man said, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. I've heard that before. And Jesus said to him, people, you know, it sounds good until you find out what it takes. Until you find out that you're going to have to stay up late. You're going to have to get up early. You're going to have to work. You are actually going to have to work and spend money. And Jesus said to them, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. I think basically he's talking about wait until he dies. And then we're going to bury him. Then I'll come. Now let's just stop right there. What's our text say? Luke 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then family cannot be first. I just might as well say it. A lot of teachers and preachers and pastors have preached wrong about this. They have preached to put your family ahead of ministry and ahead of other things. Put your family first. Let me ask you a couple of questions. What if Moses had put his family first? Then he'd have never left Zipporah. He'd have never left Egypt. He'd have never left where they were on the backside of the desert at that point, I should say. Right? He would have never led the people out of bondage. What if Jesus had put his family first? Remember his mom and his folks standing outside the door thinking, you know, boy, he's gone too far now. Come out here, talk to us. He didn't even go out. Right? If your family is first, God's not first. Oh, boy. Matthew 6:33. Did it say, seek first your family?
No.
And then God right after that?
No.
Somebody said, well, my kids come first. Then God does not. Well, my husband and my wife, my kids, I got to take care of my kids first. Then God is not first.
Yeah.
Simple. There's only one first place.
Yeah.
Only one.
Yeah.
One. What comes first? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these other things will be added to you. That's what this man is saying. I got to take care of my family. Let me wait till after my dad goes home and after all these things. And I get, you know, see, the devil, if you listen to him, it's always something. Well, as soon as I get my house paid for and as soon as I get some stuff, then I'm going to get on a service team and really get busy for God. You know, as soon as I get my kids through school and as soon as I get them out of college, then I'm going to start putting money into the kingdom. As soon, there will always be another as soon if you live that way. You know, Phyllis was sharing about that. I know the individual. She's talking about a man in the church who serves in the church on a team. She was sharing the testimony earlier. He didn't have a lot of money and he was in jeopardy of losing his place. And he made some money. He's a hard worker and he had his choice. Do I tithe or do I put this on that? He tithed.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The people say, I can't afford to. You think he could afford to? It ain't about afford. It's a faith issue. And what happened? How long was it? It was just the next day or two, money came in. Glory, extra money come in from different places. And it was done. Well, that's being kingdom minded. But it's putting God first. And you'll have that decision come up in your life every day. Every day, every week, every day, God first or something else? God first or my job, or me, or my family, my kids, my husband, my wife. There's always something else trying to get that first place. But you got to make up your mind. No, I said out loud, I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what I seek first.
Amen.
Listen to what Jesus told him. He said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Verse 60, Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their dead. That seems a little hard, doesn't it? But Jesus is not mean. Let the dead take care of the dead. There's a lot of dead stuff. And stuff that's just of death and in death and going to death. It's what we began talking about. 100 years from now, it's not going to matter. It's going to be ashes and death.
Yeah.
Let people who are dead deal with the dead stuff.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
There's plenty of folk. That's all they're going to do.
Right.
Let them deal with the dead stuff.
Yeah.
You and I are alive unto God.
Yeah.
We're in the kingdom of the living God.
Yeah.
What do you say? Keep reading. What did he say? Let the dead bury their dead. But you go and do what? Preach the kingdom of God. What do you preach? Not preach yourself. Preach the kingdom of God. And another said, Lord, I will follow you, but. Well, you always see that but in there, don't you? But let me what? Are you seeing a recurring theme here?
Yeah.
Let me do something else first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll help y'all. I'll be glad to help y'all out. But first, I've got to, you've already failed the test. You've already violated the first principle of success and prosperity. First, he said, first, let me go home and I want to tell everybody bye. Because, you know, I'm leaving a lot. You ever heard somebody say, man, I left a lot to serve God.
Yeah.
Boy, I left a good job in the city. Working for the man. Yeah. I left security. Left a good house. Left a family. Now that is looking back longingly, feeling like a person of great self-sacrifice. Read what Jesus says about this. Jesus said to him, what? No man having put his hand to the plow and doing what? Looking back is what? Is fit for the kingdom of God. You're not fit to be doing what you're doing if you're thinking and talking like that all the time. Because you don't realize what an honor it is to be in the kingdom and to be serving Him. You know, we worked at Rhema. I was instructor there. And sometimes people say they're going to quit, you know. Boy, you know, at orientation, God told them to be there. Oh, God moved in special ways. Got us here. But you know, 3 months later, no, we're going to leave. Well, they had to have an exit interview with one of us instructors. And the reasons for people leaving. One guy's saying, I just ain't been eating very good. What do you mean? Well, at home, Mama always cooked me a steak every Tuesday. Big old juicy T-bone. And I've been here for 3 months and ain't had a steak. Does this sound like any other passage of Scripture? Like maybe the Israelites out in the wilderness. Huh? Looking back to Egypt. We had watermelons. Oh, big. Juicy, sweet watermelons and onions and It angered God. They are acting unfit to be called because they're looking back.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom of God Minded, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402A. That's R1402A, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.